Welcome back to In the Moment. Denver-based singer-songwriter Rascal Martinez is a multi-instrumentalist, getting his start in the family's basement as a youngster. The Sutherland, Nebraska native got going on the drums and guitar, playing alongside his older brother Marcelo. 6 years beyond his high school graduation, Martinez is enjoying the road, honing his skills, and enjoying live audiences. Far From Home is Rascal's new album. Heartfelt and honest, Martinez bears his soul in a beautiful and emotional project. Rascal Martinez performs this evening at 6:30 for the White Wall Sessions at the Last Stop CD Shop in Sioux Falls. And he joins us right now in our Sioux Falls studio. Rascal Martinez, welcome. I've been looking forward to this.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
Awesome. Tell me first about the new music. It's been described by many reviewers as emotional, bearing your soul a little bit, talking about some life experience. Kind of fill us in before
we
get
for
going.
Sure. Well, just kind of an honest album. I mean, we all go through relationships and stuff like that, so it's kind of a lot of influences through that, and just kind of whatever we're feeling and whatever we're going through at the time. So, you know, it just kind of came out. We took a while to write, but we just, whenever we were ready, we just went into the studio and put them together and see what came out of it.
Yeah. Was it a pretty easy writing process?
You know, it took a while for the whole thing to come together, but some songs came easier than others, but some of them a little longer, the process, but we just kind of took our time, and just whenever we could go to the back garage and make some more music and write some more lyrics, then that was kind of what we did. So,
do you all write together then?
Yeah, we do. Me and my brother write a lot of songs together, and I go to Nashville quite a bit and have a lot of co-writers down there, a lot of buddies over there that we go just jam and write some stuff and see what we can come up with.
Where did you record then?
In Franklin, Tennessee. Okay. So just right outside of Nashville, and it's a studio. It's called Studio 19. We recorded our last album, City Man, there too as well. So we felt familiar and had the same producer, and it was just a lot of fun just going in the studio and guys that you know already, and just a lot of fun.
All right, let's hear a sample right now. Rascal Martinez joining us in our Sioux Falls studio for In the Moment.
Standing here outside this door, it's a place that I've been before, and I know how this will end. I'm contemplating my next step. My mind knows, but my heart don't know it yet, how it gets. Ooh, so much more. Where to go, I'm not sure. All I know is this door. I walk inside and how are you? All the things that we could do, and I know how this will end. Place I don't belong. I fall on my heart and that's where things went wrong. Life could be so much more.
Where to go, I'm not sure. All I know is this door. Life could be so much more. Where to go, I'm not sure. All I know is this door.
Music from Rascal Martinez here, Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. You're listening to In the Moment. That was one of the songs I was listening to yesterday. I was trying to listen to as much as you and our first guest, Vagabonds, as I could to kind of get ready to visit for today's show. Rascal, go ahead and introduce me now to who else is joining us here in studio.
Yeah. Well, the group that makes me sound better than, you know. But my brother Marcelo Sanchez, drummer, and Sam McCravey on the bass guitar. So, yes, that's who we have.
Very cool. Marcelo, I want to bring you in for a second, too, because at the opening we talked about how, you know, Rascal, you began playing music at a very young age, and you kind of performed alongside each other for quite some time now.
Sure.
Did you get your musical experience or your musical liking from your family, or was it just the two of you that kind of started to play?
A little bit of both. You know, the family road trips that we would go on.
Sure.
You know, mom and dad would always have the oldies blasting, so you know, Rask and our sister and I would just be in the backseat jamming. That's all we knew, really, you know, growing up. And then around 12 or 13 I started playing drums a little bit more and got Rascal on guitar, you know, got him a couple notes, and I just wanted somebody to jam with, really. So got him to do that, and then I went off to college, came back, and he was doing solos, like just ripping them. So it was let's play some shows. And that was about, 7 years ago, probably? It's been a while. So, yeah, been doing
been
it for a little
a
bit
of
now.
Music,
but
yeah.
You're a multi-instrumentalist. What did you learn first?
Well, I always tried to play the drums. I'm a little better today than I was a long time ago, but Marcelo showed me a few chords on the guitar, and that's where I really started and just playing. I think my first song was when you taught me the White Stripes song, Seven Nation Army. I think that's what I first learned.
Wow!
So all started from there.
Mom and Dad's basement. I'm sure they loved it.
What else were you guys? I always like to ask. You know, everybody talks about influences. I like to ask what you guys listen to. As you were growing up, what were some of your favorite things to listen to?
My goodness, we still listen to like so much different, just all kinds of music. But I mean, a lot of 50s and 60s when we were younger, a lot of Johnny Cash. I remember we were just jamming Johnny Cash a long time.
Old country, Tammy Wynette.
Yeah. You know, like a lot of good stuff, like Hank Williams and a lot of newer stuff. At the time, I don't even know what it was. What was at the time, like Death Cab for Cutie and, everything. I don't know, just bunch of stuff.
Are you ready for another number here?
Well, I think so. Hopefully,
let's go ahead and do it.
This is a new song off the record. It's called All That I Need.
Come, let me hold you and tell you I love you, and you can fade into my arms. But people will tell you legends and stories, and they think they're doing no harm. All I can tell you is you're all that I need. All I can tell you is you're all that I need. The world can come crashing, fall all around you, and change in a moment's time. But don't let it fear you, we can get through this, 'cause I know that you are mine. tell you is you're all that I need. All I can tell you is you're all that I need. A blanket of stars on the road. Sleepless nights far from home, but I always know I won't be alone. From the first time I saw you to the last time I told you that you were the one. Our beauty has faded, times have been changing, but I've never been more in love. All I can tell you is you're all that I need. All I can tell you is you're all that I need. All I can tell you is you're all that I need.
Once again, Rascal Martinez joining us for A Moment in Sound in the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
Very beginning of that, it's like, wow, isn't that that Coldplay song? And then it becomes something very different.
I don't even know. I don't listen to Coldplay. But is it?
It sounded a little.
Is that good or bad?
No, it sounds a little bit like The Scientist at the beginning. But like I said, it becomes something very different. So it's a great tune.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about family, because you're here with your brother. Your dad's driving the tour bus or whatever, van or whatever.
About a monster, yeah.
Yeah, and so this has got to be just a very happy time to be on
it
the
is.
Road.
It is. You know, we probably take it for granted because we get to travel with the family and stuff. And, I mean, you know, it's fun. You can travel across the country and then almost want to fly home a little bit after you spend a little too much time in the van together. But, no, it's really great, and we're so fortunate to have family around and Pop's driving us. And we have a sister and our mom back home, and it'd be nice if they could come out and sell merch all the time, but, you know, they have real jobs, so we have to they have to do their thing. And but it's so nice, and they come to a lot of shows and stuff and get to hang out. So
Sam, I want to bring you in right now, because as we're talking about family, just your involvement.
Just talk to the one guy that's not part of your family.
We get the truth out of you.
There you go.
How long have you been part of this? And
I just been with them like a couple of months or something now. They were looking for a bassist in Denver kind of area, and that's what I do. So,
You can kind of see though the tightness of the family though as you're traveling.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like when we start off the tours and everything, it's usually just come to their house and they're like, "All right, we got a spare room down here. Oh, hey, say hi to the mom and dad and everything." And they just got this whole little cool little family unit there and everything, which is real nice. I don't see too many musicians with that much unity.
Awesome.
Like that.
Rascal, one of the things I've read too off your website is how much you enjoy performing live.
Talk
about that experience.
When we put on a show, and it's so fun. I do a lot of solo shows, but when we play a lot together and stuff, and we just have a party, man. And we're entertainers at the end of the day too, and we love to just when the crowd interacts with us and we get to hang out and sing along and just fun. Last night we played in Pier. And it was just killer time. It wasn't like a lot of people, but there was a lot of fans that came out and had all the Rascal shirts on and just had a good time. And we just love whatever kind of party, just like everybody enjoys. And if people are having a good time, then it just makes our job a heck of a lot more fun.
How lengthy is this tour that you're on right now?
You know, we're just doing a week run here, so it's not too long. But we go out and tour a lot. We'll do like month-long tours or a couple weeks. You know, 2 weeks is a good amount going out, and we do like Texas and California. And, but, yeah.
You get requests at your shows at all?
You know, people still they still yell out Freebird, but I still yeah, never learned it.
Stairway to Heaven last night.
Oh gosh, yeah. Oh. No, I mean, yeah, no, but we just keep playing our song that we're playing.
I should mention too, we've been talking about your performance at the White Wall Sessions tonight in Sioux Falls. That's at 6:30, yeah. And also you're in Sioux Falls for one more night at Fernson Brewing downtown.
So
at,
if you miss
7
tonight,
tomorrow night, yeah.
Yeah, you can catch us tomorrow at 7 Fernson Brewing. Yeah,
that's a nice little room. What do you prefer, inside, outside, small rooms,
well,
larger?
Well, depends on the weather, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, we like to get a workout, but not when it's 105 out. No, it's not
raining.
But I know we, you know, whatever kind of show it is, I mean, we love like the theater kind of shows where it's a setting where people are really into it. And we like the party where everybody's rowdy and stuff. So, I mean, whatever the show calls for, we just adapt. I think we're, the more we go on the road, I think whatever we run into, you just make it happen and just kind of go with the punches. And if it's hot, then it's hot. And if it's going to rain, it's going to rain. So just kind of go with it.
How long has your most recent album been out now?
Since May.
Since May.
We released it, and then we went out to Texas for a couple weeks and threw it all down there.
Are you already writing for another project?
You know, we're always writing. Yeah, we're always doing stuff. It's not like we have we want something out by this time. Right. We're always just throwing stuff together, and we put ideas together, and when we're jamming, and then once we start to focus on it, then I think we put more thought into it. But right now, it is enjoying the shows and writing when we do, and just whatever feels, you know, whatever coming out.
Having a good time.
Yeah.
We're having a good time with you.
Thank you.
Let's, if you would, another number for us.
Let's see. Let's probably redo ones. That's all I got. It's two songs. No, all right. Let's do another one.
I'm so nervous. They're like, oh, is he joking?
Oh, they can't tell my jokiness over the radio. All right. Well, we're going to do, it's one of our most popular songs called Love You Anyway. This came out a few years ago, and I wrote this about an ex. And hope you enjoy it, Steve. Maybe you can jam this one in your car later. Well, I'm feeling so alone. Well, I'm sitting by that phone. Oh, I'm waiting to hear from you. Well, I think about you every day. And now I'm feeling so alone. Oh, I'm loving you anyway. My heart is about to break. Oh, I'm feeling so alone. I think I know your heart, but I love you anyway. Well, I'm walking by your place when it was really late. You didn't want me there. Well, I didn't think that was fair. And now I'm feeling so alone. Oh, I'm loving you anyway. My heart is about to break. Oh, I'm feeling so alone. I think I know your heart, but I love you anyway. Well, I don't know what I do. Well, I think I really love you. You're in my heart and soul. You know how I feel, and I'm still missing you. Oh, I'm loving you anyway. My heart is about to break. Oh, I'm feeling so alone. I think I know your heart. But I love you anyway. Oh, I think I know your heart. But I love you anyway.
awesome Rascal Martinez here on South Dakota Public Broadcasting for a moment in sound. Again, playing tonight at the White Wall Sessions, Last Stop CD Shop, and then tomorrow at Fernson Brewing. How about social media? How can people find you on the web, and how can people access your music?
Yeah, for sure. Spotify and iTunes, that's where, just under Rascal Martinez, you can find all our music there, as well as like Amazon Music and all that fun stuff. And then our social media, Facebook under Rascal Martinez, and Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. And a lot of times I just tell people, just go Google Rascal Martinez. Once you make it to the M, it'll pass Rascal Flats, and then you get to Rascal Martinez. I haven't paid enough, I think, yet to get that up top yet. So, but you can just Google us, and you can find all our information.
That's funny, because before the show, my co-producer Chris Loffrey came in and said, well, Larry's going to introduce the next segment. And I said, well, make sure he says Rascal Martinez, not Rascal Flats.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, we run into that a little bit.
Marcel, I wanted to ask you, get back to you for a brief moment. Do you do any singing as well? Do any people share in the vocals during these?
Yeah, Sam and I actually, okay. We back up Rascal, as much as we can. And trying to make him sound better. So, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
And then Sam, you had mentioned you're just 2 months into joining Rascal here. How was it getting involved, learning new songs and things like that?
Oh, it's always fun, you know, when they're like, hey, we're going on tour in like a week or two and we've got a 4-hour set. Could you, you know, learn this really quickly? But it's been a blast. I just like playing music.
So. Yeah, and I wonder about that too, because a lot of times, you know, bands will have somebody fill in, sometimes even at a moment's notice. I mean, how difficult can that be to have to learn new music? I mean, maybe I underestimate it. You guys are pros. Maybe it's not all that difficult.
I think it's a lot of fun. I'm actually making quite a bit of money being able to do that, and that a lot of people are finding that they're needing a bass role or something in that sort of line. So being available, being a good sight reader helps a lot, and just being professional about these sorts of things really can help and just make things smooth sailing so that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rascal, you looking forward to being on camera tonight, filming?
Oh, yeah. You know, we're going to go pick up some makeup so we look better on camera today. cover up all the old...
The eyeliner.
Get some of that eyeliner stuff. You know, really make it... No, it'll be a good time. We're really excited about it.